What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Avery Selection Show. I'm Trey, and I think I got the point right this week. That's Bobby. Yeah, I got it right this week. I got my camera flipped. Yeah, I got it right. No, yours is the other way. You got a point the other way. But Trey, that's Bobby. Hope y'all doing all right. Dad, you feeling okay? You under the weather a little bit, but...
I ain't under weather, man. I just had a little knee surgery, but I'm good. I'm good.
Back in your playing days, you feeling, huh? You trying to relive them glory days like them 37 you guys?
No, the crazy part about it, man. I played 13 years and never had surgery or got hurt.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing, man.
Now I'm getting old. Everything falling apart sometimes.
They're like, we couldn't get you then. We got you now, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, got a little bit of things to do, talk about today. We actually got some headlines this week, so I'm happy about that. Told Dad I was excited we can talk about some stuff this week. And, of course, I'm being a little petty this week, but, hey, that's just me being me. Football is in full swing, Dad. We talked about that. High school, college, NFL now. Football season is here, and it's here to stay until February. So, yesterday, some college ball. It was a lot of cupcakes. They don't want to give people the props. They say they do want to give people the props. You know, Alabama, people are talking about Alabama. Well, it's just them, but then their team is doing the exact same thing. So you got people kind of being wishy-washy about it. But I think if you're an Alabama fan, you take that as a really good positive because the defense yesterday, from the first string to the third string to the walk-ons, was hitting everybody.
Our boy Dre Kirkpatrick Jr.,
Hey, your hot take might not be so hot no more, man.
I know it, man. He got ejected for targeting, but hey.
That wasn't targeting.
No, I didn't think so either. He laid the wood. I think he got a raw deal.
I think somebody said there was a hit that Dre had. It was that exact same hit. It wasn't targeted back. He got a handshake from the referee when he made that hit 10, 12 years ago, but he gets ejected for it.
Right.
And, you know, not to keep bragging on somebody, you know, we don't want to keep doing that, but Dre Kirkpatrick, for the snaps he was in, you saw 21 in 95% of every single tackle.
Hey, he's a dog, man. He's a dog.
So with this being a cupcake inferior opponent with all the guys, because he saw a lot of guys for Alabama, especially everywhere, every game, but especially at Alabama, you saw a lot of guys playing fast, playing hard. Do you take this as a coach and do you maybe elevate those guys' reps a little bit, or is it still they have to keep going – because it wasn't an inferior opponent, you can't reward them too much too early?
Oh, no. You use those type games for that purpose, to build your depth. You can know who you can count on if somebody goes down. You know who's going to play hard or who you don't mind sticking in there at wartime. So it's all positive from games like this.
It's crazy because it's like Bama hasn't scored 70 points since the 50s, I think. Nick Saban only got to, I think, 66 one time, and that was with that stable of Tua and Jalen Waddle, Jerry Jeudy, all these guys. So maybe it's a positive, but the thing is, I think they said in the post-game interview, Coach DeBoer, he had a little bit of swagger about him, but he was still like, okay, we got to go into the next week. So maybe Florida State is just a good team and all the overreactions weren't justified, or maybe Alabama was just beat up on an inferior opponent.
Hey, Florida State scored 77 themselves. You know,
Gus Malzahn – and Tommy, he's got a type. And I don't mean women right now. That man has a type. This is real a shades of Nick Marshall. And Castellanos is a better Nick Marshall, if we're going to be honest.
Oh, most definitely. He's a way above Nick Marshall. But him and Mike Norvell together, man, that's dangerous offense.
And you've always been a Norvell fan. He was at Memphis for a good bit. You were a Norvell fan.
Oh, yeah. He took us to the Cotton Bowl. He's going to always be my boy. You know what I mean? We should have been undefeated that year. We got a bad call up at Temple that cost us a loss.
That was a bad call.
Otherwise, we didn't probably made the playoffs that year. But, you know, we played Penn State in the Cotton Bowl, and Florida State plucked Mike away from us. But, hey, it is what it is. Money talks, and he's a great coach. So
hey. I like, too. Hey, he was in Tennessee, didn't have no state tax. He's in Florida, ain't got no state tax. So my man's got money.
Yeah,
another big game in college ball, USF. That's a real ball team. That's a real ball team, dog.
Hey, two opponents, two top 25, two wins. Hey, I'm My Memphis guys gonna have to get it together. We're the same conference. Hey, so we'll see them later on this year.
USF, man, they got Miami next week. Can they go 3-for-3?
Hey, if they do, you gotta put a star by their name. You gotta put a star by their name.
I do believe in the coaches poll that came out today. USF was ranked above Alabama at 18, and Bama was at 19. So they gaining a little respect.
Product on the field.
There, and it's the thing is, people look at what, because that's the American conference, right?
Correct.
People look at that and they're like, oh, that's the American. USF is hitting folks and scoring. That quarterback they got is amazing.
Yeah, he's a real deal, man. So, but hey, time will tell. Time will tell.
Man, with college ball, like I said, people want to overreact, underreact. Like Dad said, and I said, we'll see if I think by week 5, that'll be after the Georgia-Bama game. Florida State will be in conference play after that as well. I think that's when we'll know if Bama's for real, if Florida State is for real, if any of these teams, if is USF undefeated at that point, that'll be a good thing to keep an eye on. Good there. NFL started today. Falcons fans, I don't know if we're going to be disappointed or excited today, but hey, as a young boy, you pick your NFL team and you just ride the disappointment for life.
Hey, Cowboys fans been doing it for 30 years, man.
It's, hey, we them boys, it's our year. I got a friend, man, Parker. He's a Cowboys fan. He's fed up himself. It's the ownership, man. I think this honestly comes down to ownership, and people can. There's a lot of different narratives you could go with it. My thing is, he's using old school ways of playing. You could talk to just a player back in the 70s, 80s, not include their agents, kind of get the deal done. Man, it's a lot of money on the line these days. These guys want to make sure that agent is there present with them just to make sure there's nothing under the fine print.
Right, right.
So
yeah, Jerry Jones is concerned more about making money than winning, so it is what it is.
And brother, you like 100 years old, bro. What do you need more money for?
Exactly.
That's what, you know, I do get with some of these gazillionaires, bro. You can't take it with you.
At all.
So it would have hurt you. Okay, I'm gonna give him this little extra 10. I'm gonna make 100 billion this year, but I don't want to give him this extra 10 mil. What?
The mentality.
I don't know. Hey, I was watching some of the, it wasn't Red Zone, but I was watching NFL Game Day Live. I believe the Browns, oh, Flacco, he out there slanging the ball. Mm-hmm. This year, like 15, yeah. 16 for him.
Yeah, Flacco been around for a minute. I forgot how old he is. He's 40, I think.
Yeah, 40 plus 40. In there, yeah.
Yeah, at least 40.
That's a lot. So NFL could be interesting this year. The celebrations, obviously, off to a good start. The Colts wide receiver, he scored out like he pulled a hamstring, laid on his back and started dancing on his back, going across the end zone. So I think it's going to be a good year football-wise. Yeah. From top to bottom, I'm excited. It's the best time of the year. And me personally, the Burr months have started, so it's just close enough to Christmas for me. So I'm excited.
I know you are.
One of our headlines going high school football. So we talk about majority, but we're just football fans in general. So we're going to talk about everything. But our headlines this week, obviously focused in high school football. Columbia High School in Huntsville. You're giving us something to talk about every week, brother. If you don't, not familiar with it, Columbia High School out of Huntsville has the nation longest losing streak. Sadly, that game, the losing streak is now at 94 games. Sammy Coates, I don't know, Dad. 94 games in a row is tough. What do you say?
What do I say?
Yeah.
I said it'd be 95 after 30.
And the thing is, I wish I could be one of those people that could, like, say, like, man, you got a chance to do it this week, but it's not realistic. You got another deep playoff team to play. Do they have to go to Hartsel?
Yeah.
And you have to go on the road as well. You don't have any type of advantage at all going into this game. This team, that's going to be a playoff team, I'm sure. It's just tough, man. This is where I think all the ruling – we talked about this at work as well. There needs to be, with competitive balance, I don't care if a school from 1A to 7A, if a team's lost this many games, I think you should keep knocking them down until you find a balance. And then if they start to get to where they are good, bump them up until you find the right balance. Because this is just cruel at this point.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, but I mean, there are 6A schools, a lot of kids in that school, but obviously they just can't get them out to
play. But it's different if you only got 40 kids dressing out, though.
Yeah. And they had 40-some kids. I mean, for a 6A school, that's small. You know what I mean? But it's not like they got 20. You know what I mean? So.
But you still, I feel like, and you know, we're not rules makers. We just watch the game and observe it. But it's, you gotta think, the obvious thing would do is to find some sort of balance for these guys. Because I know we can't all be winners. I'm one of those people, I hate participation trophies and all that crap. I'm sorry, a third place team should not be getting rings at tournaments. I'm sorry, that's stupid. But and when it comes to these, because high school is a competitive level of football, you shouldn't be wanting to beat the will out of kids. You should at least let them in their minds be able to think, I got a chance this week. And with these kids in 6A, in this region that they're in, they don't at all each week. They can't think that, except maybe the first 2 weeks of the season when they actually did have a chance. But they're getting into the meat of that. They can't think of themselves, man, we got a chance to win this week. There's no chance.
Yeah. Unless they upset the world. I mean,
I hope they do. And I hope they do.
Oh, I'm here for it. I might even drink a Coke that weekend. You know, I ain't had a Coke in 25 and a half.
That's your incentive for them. Hey, if y'all win, I'll drink a soda. That's Columbia, man. We're rooting for you, man. You even got my dad might even drink a soda for you. That's big time.
That's big time, boy. You know what I mean?
Our next headline in high school football, it's just me being petty, but I don't care. Hoover, are they on the decline? Is there trouble in paradise down there in Birmingham?
I don't know, man. I'll give Hillcrest credit. You know, we played them a couple of times. Hillcrest got a deep, they got a good squad, man, but you don't see Hoover losing to
Hillcrest. People like that. You don't see Hoover listening to somebody that doesn't have a brand name on them.
Right, right. And they're three games in, they got two losses already. But you know the IMG, you know, well, you don't count that loss. You don't count that loss. But you know they 1-2 right now, and with a big game this week too. So I don't know. We'll see how they do this week.
Me personally, I hope there is trouble in paradise. There's a big ruling. Last headline I have for us this week, big ruling here in Alabama high school football. There's a lot of talk about transfers and money going different places. Me personally, I'm sick of people being able to pick and choose. Oh, I want this kid to come here. I'm going to do this. So there was a ruling. I'll let Dad explain it a little bit more. But Governor Ivey, she seems to gain a win in this new transfer ruling. I believe it's somewhere on the lines of, you know, they have to sit here, which should have, I think was always the rule, but they're making it to where each and every transfer, you have to sit a year when you transfer to a school. I'll let Dad explain further, but that was my understanding of it.
Well, it's basically, they got to abide by the old rules. If you move and make a bona fide move, you become eligible. But if you just change schools, you have to sit a year. You know, it's 1 year from the time you enroll, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What they were trying to do was get it like a voucher system. You know, you get $7,000 and you're eligible immediately to move to any school of your choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're trying to use it as, I guess, an academic thing, but they would have opened a can of worms. If you give kids free choice to go wherever they want to go, it would open a can of worms.
And like I said, like you said, the can of worms, I don't care where you're at. There's, I don't want to call it this. There's corruption. I guess I can call it. Right. I think that's the best way I can put it. There's corruption in every big organization from state to nationwide to your politics to even high school football. There's a lot of things that go on that get overlooked, it's fair to say. So if they're giving kids a $7,000 voucher, to me, when I see that as a regular person, so you're paying this kid to come to your school? Like, that's what I can see that as.
They use it as a moving expense, so to speak. But what happened is, just say, I play two games here, and I'm like, what's going on? I could transfer there and be eligible immediately in the middle of the season. I mean, you can't do that stuff, man.
And sure, maybe if the kid's a senior, you can find some sort of right way to do it. Sit out 2-3 games and do it that way. But like you said, you shouldn't be able – we lost 2 games. I don't like this. I shouldn't be able to just go across town or go across the state, you know, and play here tomorrow. You should have to do – you're transferring. And like you said, unless you're making your whole family, you're moving to go to such and such, family got a new job, things like that.
Yeah,
that's fine. Cool, whatever. But you're just going to a new school just because and then play. That's not fair.
Nah, I don't care what level it is.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's only place you can do that is in the NFL because you're getting paid.
You're getting paid.
They can trade you tomorrow and you go play for the next team.
But everybody's receiving something in that deal.
Right. But with this thing right here, just to up and move and go somewhere else and be welcome to it, I'm not with that.
Because like you said, in the NFL, they're receiving you, that team you're going to, they're receiving you, but they're giving maybe money, picks, right, or player back. It's a fair thing. Right. With this, if you're tired of this school and you leave, they don't get anything in return. And if you're a big contributor for that team, even if you're bad, you're leaving that team in a hole. They didn't get anything back for you.
Correct.
So
I think the ruling was the right one.
And I'm one of those people. If we want to talk about college here for a second, I'm a fan of NIL. I'm a fan of players getting paid. Dad played college ball. He could tell you the schedule for college football. You're working, if you want to put it in job terms, that's 60 to 80 hours a week that you're working.
For free.
For free. Especially back then. They're getting probably, what, $1,000 stipend a month, if that. If not even that. Back then, I think when I was in high school and the college guys, they were getting like $1,000. So I know it wasn't even that back then. So it was probably like $50, something like that.
You don't want to know what our check was.
What was it, 50?
I got a $30 check every month.
$30 a month. You know, so I guess that is almost equal to the 1,000 now, if you want to look at inflation or whatever.
That's supposed to cover 4 meals, I guess. You know, we only got 1 meal on Sunday. So we were supposed to cover our 4 meals on
Sunday. For a 6'3", two were like 250 back, 260 back then. Linebacker, 240 linebacker, $30 is supposed to cover me meals for a month. So I'm a fan of these guys getting paid.
Just on Sunday.
that's ridiculous. But
yeah,
these guys, the schools make billions of dollars a year. And we can talk specifically P4 if we want to, the Alabamas, right, Ohio State. But if we want to get into Texas, the state of Texas as a whole, all of those big schools got money. There's so much oil money in the state of Texas. It doesn't matter if it's Baylor, Texas Tech. We can even talk about SMU. There's so much money on that campus.
Well, that's why they got the death penalty back in the day.
Exactly, and that's why they got, because there was a lot of money back then walking on that campus. So yeah, I'm a fan of NIL when it's done the right way. You know, NIL is supposed to be you profiting off of jersey sales and, hey, we want to have you in our commercial for Gatorade, Nike, cell phones, local bars, whatever it is. That's what it should be. And then if you even want to get into revenue sharing, like I said, the NCAA, these schools, they're making billions of dollars a year. Cut the players. If you want to make sure everybody gets an equal cut, give all of them a percentage of the revenue sharing. But then I get into the part with the transfer stuff. There's guys that are on their sixth school in 5 years.
Yeah.
TJ Finley.
Yeah.
Six schools.
Yeah, Memphis seen him yesterday. You know, TJ, this is sixth school in about 6 years. So, like,
and it's not me bashing the guy, but you shouldn't be able to do that. So you're unhappy. So what is that teaching you? That doesn't teach you anything.
I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
You're supposed to go to play football, go to college to learn to be a man, learn how to work in this world, especially without football. And hey, you might not be able to play football, but that's all you're worried about. So what are you going to do when that's over? Because a lot of these schools don't do a good job of preparing athletes for the life after athletics, and that's in every sport. So football has been your whole life. So what do you do? What are you going to do when you can't transfer again to go play football?
I learn how to cope.
The transfer for me, my fix to it would be you get one transfer after your freshman year. If you're unhappy there, we could all see that as a freshman. Okay, I'm not going to be able to do this, 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 and this. Cool. But if you don't use that transfer, or if you use the freshman transfer, you can't transfer again until you graduate from the school you're at. So you would essentially get two. That's how I would fix that.
Ain't a bad idea.
But I don't get paid to do it.
Well, they should at least make them get the NIL money back if they transfer.
Because now I think what do they call them now? Collectives?
Yeah, that's a fixed part of that. You know what I mean? Because some of them getting NIL money and keeping it and going somewhere else. You know what I mean? So, if I'm going to pay you NIL, at least I got to get a product out of you on the field. You know what I mean?
I got to at least get the year worth.
Right.
So if they want to do it that way, they might as well end up making it into a contract situation.
Right.
It's free agency without rules is pretty much what it is right now.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know what we'll do. Like I said, we just two guys with an opinion, man. There's no telling. It's fun to watch. So every week I got a question to ask Dad. We'll go back to high school ball. With the full season, it's in effect now. We're into region play. We're into the meat of the season. With region games being played, how do you assess your team after this first region game? If you know, just how do you assess going forward how you want everything to go?
You take a look at your first region game, see where you made strides at or what you kind of lacked, and you correct it, because you still got, the first region game is important because you don't want to get behind the sticks after the first game. So you want to be 1-0, and you want to win all your region games. But if you win one, you look to see what you can do to add to it. You know what I mean? If you lose, then you gotta fix that situation. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Second question, going in, for high school ball, what's the message to your players now that the season has essentially started? In a sense, some people think, it didn't really start to region play, but you've got a couple games in now. So what do you say if, the season, it started now, we're in the meat of it, we either won or we lost on Friday night. So what's the message now that we're in the heart of it?
Well, you got to find out who you are. About three games into the season now, you should know about who you are, what kind of team you're going to be, and then you got to strive to get better every week so we can improve before week 10 and the playoffs start. So I will continue to, harp on the positives right now and try to correct the negatives, and get those guys to forget about the past, so to speak. Last week's gone, so we got to concentrate on what's coming up at hand.
And that's win or lose, right? Forget about last.
It's gone. Yeah, you got to – it's 1 week seasons now, You want to go 1-0 every week, and that's basically how you deal with that. Just focus on this week, and we're going to go 1-0 this week. All right, man, last week.
Yeah, I'm still mad. Yeah, I'm mad. I should have won last week's picks. I'm mad.
Hey, you tied me, I think.
Yeah, we tied, but I should have won. That's 10-3. I went. Yeah. Here's the graphic. I'm still mad about it. I'll pop the graphic up. I'm mad. I'm still mad about it.
Hey, man. 10-3. Hey, you're getting better, man.
It should have been 11-2. I don't care. Read off. Tell them who we had, man.
Watch it be 11-2. Hey, we had Coosa at Southeastern. We both picked Coosa. Coosa. That was going to go. We had Auburn and Opelika game.
It was a fight.
That was a fight.
It was like 17-10 there. I picked Opelika, yeah.
Yeah, 17-10. Mm-hmm. It was a good game, though. I knew it would be.
Yeah.
It was packed, and it was on TV. Like I said, it was a good game.
So, yeah, 17-10, you can't really, especially with a rivalry like that. Oh, yeah. That's a good ball game.
Yeah, it was a good ball game, man. Gadsden City, Buckhorn, we both had
handle business.
Handle business. Kind of a sloppy game at first with the referees, but hey.
What is that? Some of them, what would my coach call it? The Gadsden City special, man.
Yeah. I mean, Titans had a couple of touchdowns called back that probably shouldn't have. It was crazy. Still 131.
That's the Gadsden City special, guys. We win by a lot, and it could have been a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. Southside.
Yeah.
Lee.
I picked them.
Hey, man. Hey, Lee was in that game for a little while.
Or Southside just as bad.
No, Lee was in it. That's all I'm gonna say. Lee was in it.
We both had Southside on that one.
We both had Southside. A-Rab at Sardis. We both had A-Rab.
Yeah.
Both had A-Rab. Moody in Jacksonville.
Yeah, Moody. Yeah, Moody handled business, dog.
Yeah. And we knew Holtz Bluff was gonna handle business against Edward.
The home squad,
Hey, now this game surprised me at halftime. Now the Collinsville and Fife.
20, it was like 22 at the half, dog.
22 at the half. And then
Paul Benefield said, hey, I'm getting sick of this every week. Why are y'all doing this? Go win the game. And 40 unanswered. 40 unanswered points in the second half.
Come out of the second half and did, I don't know what he said to him at halftime, but
I'm sick of y'all doing this to me. I'm getting old. Go win.
That's what he said, man. Yeah, and then Gaston and Cedar Bluff, you know, Cedar Bluff 1-9.
I thought Gaston was going to pull that one out, man.
I think they had a chance for a little while, but Cedar Bluff pulled it out. We both was on Westbrook at Sacks. We both had Westbrook.
Mm-hmm. Westbrook, and, man, they're going to be a squad this year, man.
Yeah.
He's got them boys rolling.
You got me on this one. We had Glencoe and J.B. Pennington. I picked
The Jackets, Glencoe. Man. They playing some good football. And they're team of the week this week also. So shout out to the Jackets. Yeah, they team of the week.
Yeah, man. You know, I was after surgery. I didn't last that long until y'all picked team of the week. I think I was probably nodding by then. and then the one you hating on, man.
I had Hewitt. Man, their quarterback got hurt, so you might end up. Oh, I should have just kept it.
Yeah. You should have kept it. But I was going with best team either way, man. But they let me down.
I had Hewitt at first. He was like, the quarterback was hurt. And Vestavia, they was playing some good ball up to, like, I don't know what happened last week. I think they drinking or something. Don't know what happened.
Yeah. I don't either, man. But but that was the rundown of last week, man.
And then Scottsboro, we both had Scottsboro, I think.
Did I skip that one?
Yeah, I think you skipped the Scott. Where was Scottsboro at?
Scottsboro and Boaz.
Yeah, Scottsboro, man. They them boys, they're playing good football too. They handle business.
You picked that's the other game I lost. I was trying to pick Boaz.
That's why y'all see him trying to skip his losses, man. I won. But yeah, Scottsboro, man, they're playing some good ball, man. They're doing good ball.
Yeah, Talbot gonna have them boys right up there, man. So shout out to Scottsboro, man.
And all right, it's that time of the week. Yeah. Doing what we do. Only got one Thursday game. I'm gonna lead that one off. It's not really much of a. Not really much of a researchable pick, you know, but Thursday night game this week. We got Columbia at Hartsell on our streak watch. Hartsell. It might go to 95 this week. Not Mike, but there's a 99. What is, because you know they have the little percentages. It's like 99.999, you know, it's a percent chance that it's going to go to 95. But hey, there's still that 0.0001%. That they pull it out.
Hey, man, Columbia got a chance till they kick it off.
I wonder if they can talk trash really good. I always loved a team that was bad that could talk trash. It made the game fun.
Hey.
Like the guys at Sparkman, they could talk trash with some of the best I've ever heard. Yeah. And then we just punch them in the mouth. If they could talk trash, I'd love them even more. But, yeah, Columbia at Hartsell, you at home, you probably got Hartsell as well. I know somebody, if there was high school betting, I bet, you know, somebody would have them in their parlay. Because, you know, this would be one of those turn $10 into
$100,000. Yeah, exactly.
And it'll just go up each week.
If they had odds on it and big numbers, I'd put a dollar on every week.
Because genuinely, if there was odds and you put a dollar, I think at now they'd probably be at like maybe $100,000. So by the end of the season, you could put a dollar and turn it into maybe $500,000. If they win, exactly. But yeah, man, you got Hartsell too, dog.
Yeah, I got Hartsell on that one.
Lead us into Friday, man. Tell them what's the games on the slate.
Games on the slate for Friday, man. We got Gaston at Wood. Oh no, we got Woodland at Gaston.
Oh, is it okay? So the way, okay.
Gaston at Woodland. They go to Woodland. They go to Woodland.
You know what? I put Gaston. I'm gonna roll with the boys. Hopefully they get it back on track this week. I'm gonna go Gaston.
You know what? I am too. I'm a roll with them. I'm a rock with them. Then we got Falkville at Coosa.
Hey, Coosa's playing good ball. Gotta go Coosa. They're playing some real good ball.
I agree.
I was one of those that really had some reservations with Coach Rush. There's just a lot that comes with him, you know, off the field, and that can be a distraction. But those guys down there, they seem to they worry about school and football. That's what they seem to worry about. So I'm going to go Coosa there.
Yeah, well, we're not Glencoe.
Once again, we'll go with the home county squad, man. I'm going to go Glencoe.
Okay. I'm going to go Weber and go against you. No, I'm gonna pick Weber. Nothing against Glencoe. Nothing against them. I'm just going to pick Weber on that one. And we got Susan Moore at West End.
I'm going to go West End. There was a lot of points in that Susan Moore last game. They scored a lot of points, and it was their homecoming, too. And it was a game they were supposed to win. So Susan Moore, they did win, but they gave up a lot of points. And West End has shown that they can put the ball in the end zone. So I'm going to go West End there, especially at West End.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the home team. I'm gonna take West End on them. Locust Fork at Westbrook.
I think it'll be a good game early, and then Westbrook. I think it'll be
Westbrook. I don't think Locust Fork is the team they was last year for some reason. I was gonna be on that train for a little while, but I'm gonna roll with Westbrook.
And Steve Smith, man, he's got those guys. It's early, you know. This is their second game, but he's got those boys playing some game. Because if they get to this game with a win. Next week they got a matchup, dog. I'm be excited right. about that one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that it's gonna be all right. And then we got Alexandria at Anniston.
That's another rivalry game. That's gonna be a good game.
That's a good game.
I'm gonna go with your coaching alma mater. I'm gonna go Anniston. Those boys they fly around. I'm gonna go with Anniston.
Yeah. I'm gonna roll with the Bulldogs. I'm gonna roll with them. You know what I'm saying? I like what they bring to the table. But Alexandria will not be a pushover.
Oh, no, because they had a heck of a win Friday night. They played a good game. So it's going to be a close because that's, what, maybe 20 minutes apart, I think?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
15
minutes. So those guys, they've seen each other around, probably played them peewee. So I feel like this will be a good game to keep an eye on as well. So, I think we're both rolling with the Bulldogs on that one.
Yeah. Then the old Cherokee County comes into Etowah.
Emmy County, man. I ain't giving Etowah credit in nothing.
What?
No.
Yeah, give me the Warriors on that one, man. Cherokee County might be a little too much. The last couple of years, this has been a big game, man. But it's
I don't think it's gonna be a big. It's skewed. It might be skewed this year, dog. It might be skewed this year.
We got Sylvania going to Geraldine, man.
Once again, give me the Dogs. The Dogs.
Yeah.
And they're without their running back, too, and they're still playing some good ball.
They're still playing, man.
Playing some good ball.
You know what I'm saying? Under different circumstances and without the running back, I would have went with Sylvania, but I got to roll with Geraldine.
And Geraldine, like I told you a few weeks ago, I ran into them after their game at Waffle House. They got some big boys, too. They ain't small. They got some big boys. So, Geraldine could make a deep run. The country fed. They country fed, you know.
They country fed. You're right about that. And up your way in Sardis. Travels to Gunnersville.
DeVille, man. That's going to be a slaughter.
Yeah, that's going to be rough on Sardis right there, man.
Coach Reese, he doesn't lose at home much either. So I'm going to go DeVille there.
Yeah. And this game last year came down to a field goal with no time on the clock, man.
And I hope they both lose.
Yeah. We got Southside going to Fort Payne.
I hope they both lose. I literally, in parentheses, put both to lose. But I'll pick Fort Payne in that one. But I want them both to lose.
Well, you know, they're going to Fort Payne, so that's the only reason I'm picking Fort Payne.
I mean, it wouldn't matter either way. Either way you go, you're down 14, whichever school goes where.
That's what I'm saying. So, but I don't think Southside can overcome that 14 points they already down. You know what I mean?
And they're both young at quarterback, both teams, right? They're both young at quarterback. So I think the defense is for both Southside and Fort Payne. I think they'll have the ability to take advantage of some inexperience. So, like I said, I want both of them to lose, but I'm picking Fort Payne.
Yeah, I think we're going to disagree on this game, right? We got Hewitt at Hoover.
I wrote down Hewitt. Just, you know, based off of it, I wrote down Hewitt just because I've played both of these schools. So, but I don't know, man. I don't know. This will be an interesting one. Who you got?
I put Hoover, man. Even though they're struggling, and Hewitt's on a roll, I went with Hoover.
If Hoover loses, when do you start worrying about him?
Right then.
Right after this game is when you start to like maybe this ain't.
Yeah, if they start off 0-2 in the region, I'm worried about them. You know what I'm saying?
And you could maybe count this a rivalry. Maybe Spain Park's their true rivalry because they literally cut Hoover in half for Spain Park. But
Spain Park's the true rivalry, and then Thompson has become a recent rivalry. But this can be another region rivalry.
So they playing at the Met or they playing at the high school?
The Met.
So you down 7.5 going at the Met.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna pick Hoover.
I got Hewitt in that one. just essentially because Hewitt's just one of those. They're they're more consistent most of the time, and if there's a team that could take advantage of Hoover reeling a bit, I think it would be the Hewitt squad. They're young at quarterback, but they're going to put him in a really good position to do some damage.
Like I said, he coached science, so he'll know the offense pretty good and move it around. So,
and Hoover's got that thing where everybody wants to beat you too.
Right.
Like every week, until they're not good, like year after year, every time, like everybody's going to want to beat you. You have to, like, if you are a Hoover Buck, you have to play your best game every single game from this point until nobody expects that anymore. It would take a year or two for you to not have to be like that. But for right now, you're everybody's Bama right now.
Yeah. They technically the Alabama of high school football in Alabama.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though Thompson has shown dominance lately, Hoover's still that name. You still want to beat him. You still want
Thompson could fall off tomorrow and people really wouldn't care. It'd probably be a story for a day or two. But yeah. Hoover, it would take a year or two before people not care about you losing.
Right.
So we both disagreed there, but that's one of those I think really genuinely could go either way. They're at the Met too, so it's going to be a big, big atmosphere. That's as much as I hate them, that was a fun place to be.
We all know that.
From the fan form.
Yeah, I enjoyed every time we went to the Met. It was a good place to play.
And it's cool how they turn, you know, because if you're not familiar, Hoover, they have their high school field, and they also have the Hoover Met, which is, was it the Barons' old field?
Yeah,
it's a baseball stadium. It was the Barons' old field, and they use it for SEC championship baseball still. But during football season, they transform it into a football field. And it's pretty cool. I love playing on natural grass, and it's pretty cool. And then our other game, Gadsden City doesn't play this week. Hometown squad, they're open. I got Gadsden City winning the open week. getting better.
I'm going to be open to death.
It's an open week. I know Coach Smith, they'll probably be in the weight room a couple times this week, getting some lifts in and doing some adjustments. Yeah,
you got to get ready for Hazel Green the next week. So,
and it's a region week, so anytime you can get a rest week in a region week, you take advantage of that.
Definitely, most definitely. Man.
But that was a show for us this week. That's our picks. Some controversy, maybe. Is Hoover reeling? We'll find out this week. We'll come back. We'll talk to you. The show is going to be a little late, but I got some flights to catch. Got to go out of town. It'll be all right. But I'll try to get this show out to everybody on Friday. And if you're watching, you know, we appreciate you. Dad, you got any thoughts, closing thoughts?
Hey, man, just like you always say, man, keep God first, man. Keep God first. And keep watching. Keep watching.
Hey, we going statewide, man.
We're going to bring some other people in on this thing, too, man. I've been making sure everybody's getting lined up. I'll let you know who we're going to have. We're going to talk to some other guest pickers, man. I got a guy coming in. He's going to talk about recruiting, the state of recruiting in high school. He does that for a living, you know, help high school guys get scholarships and all that. So we're going to talk about some things.
So you heard what he said. We're getting bigger and we're getting better. Keep God first. Christ, he loves you. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're still here. And until next week, man, we out.
That's it.